KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, a man with a history of controlled substance violations was arrested again Monday afternoon in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Matthew Stephen Highland of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 4:45 p.m. following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 4th Street after police found Highland to be in possession of marijuana. He was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, as well as driving while revoked. Highland was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Monday of an Anita man on a burglary and other charge. 37-year-old Matthew Robert Paul faces charges that include attempted burglary in the third degree, escape from custody, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts. Paul was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on $3,600 bond. In addition, a juvenile male was charged in the incident with criminal mischief in the fourth degree and minor in possession of alcohol. Last Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 24-year-old Drew Ashton Gagnon of Missouri Valley on a district court warrant for probation violation. Gagnon was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $5,000 bond. And on Saturday, Cass County deputies were called to the scene of an accident off Oxford Road, where a 1997 Pontiac Bonneville, driven by 17-year-old Alexandra Becker of Wyota, was pulling out of a driveway. The car struck an eastbound cattle trailer attached to a pickup truck. The pickup was driven by 55-year-old John Groves of Messina. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,200. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday released details on several recent arrests. Last Thursday, officers arrested 18-year-old Dustin Jones of Atlantic on three Cass County warrants for controlled substance violations. Jones was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. Also on Thursday, police arrested 26-year-old Francis Kirchner of Villisca for possession of controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. APD also arrested 18-year-old Austin Boggs of Atlantic on Thursday for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited into court and released. And this past Saturday, Atlantic police arrested 56-year-old James Cesar of Atlantic on a Cass County warrants for OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance marijuana. He was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County are scheduled to meet this morning in Greenfield at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. During the meeting, the board will canvass the results of last Tuesday's general election. They'll also hear from County Attorney Clint Height with regard to correspondence from Adams County pertaining to sharing a county attorney. The Adair County Recorder Janelle Schneider will discuss a step increase with the board, and Sheriff Jeff Vandewater will discuss a new jailer dispatcher hire. The Shelby County Field and Grassland Fire Danger Index will remain in the moderate category this week. Emergency management officials said yesterday, if you're planning any large burns, contact your local fire chief or emergency management office in Shelby County. Coordinator Bob Seibert says high winds are predicted this week, so the fire danger index could change, and you should stay tuned for further updates. And officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said yesterday they're monitoring the site of a manure spill in Carroll County. At around 5:30 p.m. Friday, a landowner reported a manure spill about 3 miles northwest of Breda. The DNR investigated the spill over the weekend, finding that an unknown amount of manure flowed into an underground tile intake after a tanker became stuck in a marshy area. With Carroll County's help, DNR traced the manure underground through tile lines to an unnamed tributary, which eventually flows into the Boyer River. There were no dead fish seen below the spill area. The manure came from an Iowa Select facility during land application by a commercial manure applicator company owned by Mark Schrader. Schrader and Iowa Select plugged a tile intake and dammed the area around the spill, pumping the diluted manure into a nearby crop field. Pumping will continue for a few days because of the marshy conditions. The DNR will continue to monitor the cleanup and will consider any appropriate enforcement action. In the funeral announcements, Marta Lynn Fender Key, age 60 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marta Key will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Phyllis Labor, age 95 of Papillion, Nebraska and formerly of Oakland, has died. Funeral services for Phyllis Labor will be today at 3 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Recon V Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Shirley Will, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Shirley will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jerry Dice, age 74 of Audubon, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Dice will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died Thursday. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gilbert Hare, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gilbert Hare will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Eileen Smith will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be on November 26th at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Richard Dick Maddox of Shelby died Monday in Harlan. Services for Richard Maddox are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. News was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.